With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the Tackling Life podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, what's up? It's Fan Friday.
Dog, it's Fan Friday. You know that's my favorite time now, dog.
I know. I love it. I feel like it's such an unbelievable honor to see that we get to hear messages from people from all over the world. And look, this is Fan Friday, knowing that coming up tomorrow is going to be Florida State versus Alabama. I'm telling you what, Ray, this is kicking off the college football season like it's never been kicked off before.
All right, Doc. Well, whatever.
I'm sorry. I just spent a lot of time with Florida State, so I'm a big fan of Florida State.
I know. We done talked about that, Doc.
Hey.
Nah, you know what? You know what, though? But even to ask you a question, though, yeah, I would I don't have a problem with speaking to Florida State. I'll definitely go down there and speak to those kids, man. It ain't got nothing to do with no Miami. You know, kids is kids, you know?
Right. And that's, you know what? That's what I said. I said Ray's message is so big. It's so much bigger than everything. So I'm telling you, that'd be fantastic. So
I tell you what. Well, you talk about an athletic game. My goodness. Who you taking, dog?
Oh, you know what? I really do believe. I believe in Florida State. I mean, one thing I noticed this year.
Oh, Lord. No, you going out there like that?
I'm going out there like that because, listen, I have never. Ray, I've been there for a couple years. The kids, I don't know what they're eating. I don't know what they're putting in their cereal. But, oh, my goodness, is Florida State big this year. I mean, they are big.
They big? What you mean? Like size-wise?
Size-wise. Like, I feel like they got to be they're a bigger team than they were last year and even in the year before. So, and I think they have some pieces. I think they have some key pieces that are going to be, their talent's up there. So, I think it's going to be a great game. I really do think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm picking my boys. I'm going Florida State.
Ooh. my oldest daughter's in her second year at Alabama. She studied kinesiology. And so I would be in trouble if I went with Florida State over Alabama. But I would be in bigger trouble if I went with Florida State because of Miami. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep my peace and watch a good game.
All right, we'll tune in for a good game and we'll talk about it on Monday. But yeah, it's a great way to start off the season. I mean, listen, it's the highest ranked teams ever starting off the week one.
Wow,
so that's
wow.
Huge.
And Doc, I told you this before, but I want a lot of people to know this. My favorite sporting events is, first of all, track and field, wrestling. But my favorite sporting event is college football.
Mm.
You know why?
Why?
Because not only did I remember the unknown about that, I remember saying to myself, if you do what you need to do, you can create a household name. So when I sit back and I watch these kids from their freshman year to their sophomore years, what I pay attention to the most is development. Like, I watch the maturity of young kids growing up right before your eyes. And college football gives you that purity like nothing else.
Unbelievable to watch them. Unbelievable to watch them grow up. And to watch the development in them from year to year, it's phenomenal. So, yeah, I think it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. So, let's jump into some questions because we got a couple questions we want to deal with on Fan Friday. The first question comes from Matthew. Matthew asked us, what kinds of books have influenced our lives? Listen, we do get this question a lot in different ways, but we can come back to it time and again. as someone who has been an avid reader for my entire adult life at a level that's probably higher than most people will ever even come across in their life, I got to say, I always have some different insights for you. For me, I want to start off by saying this. Probably my favorite book on planet Earth, the text that resonates with me the most, is what's called the Tao Te Ching, and it's pronounced that way, but it's spelled Taoteching, and the translation is by Stephen Mitchell. It was written by Lao Tzu, and it's a book about balance. It's a book about really truly understanding the essence of what balance is. So the Tao Te Ching by Stephen Mitchell is the translation, is one of the books that probably influenced me more than any other book in my life. What about you, Ray? We start talking about books.
Man, you know what? I told you this. Like, I read this book like 7 times. And I think it was just the direction of it that actually gave me what I was looking for. The book by Rick Warren, Purpose-Driven Life. I think it isolates you so much on an everyday purpose. I gave this book to Phelps. And I walked through those 40 days with him when I gave him that book. And one of the things that I figured out after going back, every time you go back, I learn something different about myself. And one of the interesting things about this book is it's not just a, you know, pick up and read a story. No, it's a 40-day journal. So you have to have action. Things has to be done. Things have to be given up. Things have to be talked about. Things have to be exposed, right? And when you go through 40 days of exposure, of experiencing different things, Doc, let me tell you something, man. You find a lot out about yourself.
So much.
Oh my God, so much. But I don't think, you know, us as people, and this is why this book was so, so powerful in my life, because I don't know if we slow down enough to understand, wait a minute, I don't get yesterday back. So the only thing I can do is better myself today. So how do I do that? And that book gives you a real 40-day following of your own path, but it makes you create your own path. And so that's why that book for me, I mean, and it's many more books. I mean, Peaks and Valleys, this is a quick 100-page book read, Peaks and Valleys, showing you, you know, going back up to the top, you still got to come back to the valley and help somebody out. So there's a lot of different books, but if it's one book I would challenge anybody to get, it would be a Purpose-Driven Life book. Yeah,
I love that. And really, honestly, if you want to check out, I know on my website I put recommended readings. I'm gonna tell you the first recommended reading I have on my list is a book called I Feel Like Going On by my man. And so I got a whole bunch of books that listed that I'd recommend for people to read. But I'm telling you, I Feel Like Going On. That's a book right there. People need to read.
Hey, Doc. Doc, let me tell you something. It's Fan Friday now. That's one thing when you bring up that book, I Feel Like Going On. It's some things in that book, Doc. We gotta discuss.
I feel
like going on. You gotta feel like going on, Doc, no matter what.
And if you weren't right here right now, I tell people about it all the time, because I'm telling you, you pick up that book and you will, I promise you, you will be motivated by that book. And if we're going to reach into our own stuff, you know, I've written several books throughout the years, but the one book that's big, because Kai and I did this video together called 10 Ways to Discipline Your Children. And that video is taken off. It's got about 600,000 hits right now. But I wrote a book called Zen Parent, Zen Child. And my book is all about if you really want your child to be Zen, you better be Zen yourself, because children learn a lot more by what they watch than by what you tell them. So, yeah, it's about being the symbol of what you want your children to be. But, yeah, great question, Matthew. We appreciate it, because there are books that have influenced us in a big way. And we definitely encourage you to read as much as you can possibly read. So check out some of those recommendations. But for the love of God, Feel Like Going On, because once you start reading it, you will definitely feel like going on. And I feel like going on to a break and then coming back and talking about more.
Well, go ahead and feel like going to a break, Doc, and we come on back.
We'll be right back after this. If you want to be a part of Fan Friday, you can always call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. Or you can check out tacklinglifepodcast.com, and then you can find links to our social media where you can contact us with questions. But we'd love to hear from you. Fan Friday is what it's all about. All right, we're back, and we're talking Fan Friday. Ray, I know that you had encountered some people that specifically kind of cornered you and asked you some questions when you were at the fight this past week, and I wonder if you could share some of that stuff, because I think we really need to address that.
Yeah, it was this is boxer out of London, and there was this young kid who's, I think he's a quarterback, and I don't remember his name, but I remember him walking up to me, and he said, I'm a sophomore in high school, and I follow everything you do. And he was like, I would love you to give me any advice, you know, on how to be great. And this boxer said something similar. He said, man, I passed out training, listening to your videos and your speeches, because I just tried to go that hard. But he was like, I want to know if I can ever reach greatness. And I said to him and the kid on separate, you know, in separate conversations, I said, the number one thing that nobody follows through with, and I'm just going to say it, is consistency. Mm. I said, you know, people are looking for this magical pill that makes you great. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Greatness is putting Monday on top of Monday, 7 days in a row, 365 days out of the year, and it doesn't change. And the consistency of what you're willing to invest in will dictate if you ever touch your greatness. That's the difference, and that's what I tried to explain to him. Everybody has a different level of greatness. Like, don't look at somebody else and say, I'm trying to be great like him. No, you're trying to be great like yourself.
Yes.
And that's and so when this kid, when this boxer, he started talking, I looked at him and I looked at this young kid and I said, what are you actually willing to give up? Mm. Because what you're willing to give up, you must replace it with something.
Yeah.
And I said, the biggest thing that in my career, in my life, the biggest thing that I've replaced, listen to this, that I've replaced people that don't need to be in my life, I replace that with consistency of always going forward. Mm. Of always challenging myself to create and be better every day. People say all the time, oh man, you know, it's your profession, it's your job. Absolutely. I'm going to respect that because it's my job. So partial part of that conversation, you're absolutely correct. But there's another part that you're not understanding, and that is, it was my will to get up every day to do it.
Well, I think you probably just said one of my most favorite things. Like, you have a way of doing that. But the consistency, it's not a magical pill. It's putting Monday on top of Monday, 365 days a year. That might be my new favorite saying. I think that when you just, again, like, you replace people who are negative. It's interesting because I have people in my life who have reached out and said, man, you know, I haven't heard from you for a while. There's a reason for that. Like, I refuse to reach out to people who are constantly negative. If you're going to be negative, if your world is completely negative, I respect that. I'm not judging you. You are where you are. I respect that you are where you are, but I'm not going to choose to spend my time around that, because life is much too short. So I refuse to spend my time around that negativity. So you're right. In a profession where we're asked to inspire people, motivate people, help people gain personal growth every day of our lives, of course, part of our profession impacts us and what we do. But in another sense, we chose this profession and we chose the path that we've chosen because it's in us to say that, look, it's not a magical pill. It's put Monday on top of Monday, 365 days a year. So, man, that's huge, Ray. That's huge.
So look, I know Fan Friday is, I want to give somebody something today that I want them to understand this one thing. The consistency of your discipline will not only dictate your future, but it will lighten your load. It will remove things. It will remove people. It will remove circumstances. It will remove mountains. The consistency of your discipline. I'm going to give you a small example on what that means. I used to hang out with a certain core of people. And when I started to realize that certain core people can always go drink with me, but that certain core people would never get out to work out with me. And I said to myself one day, wait a minute. Why am I hanging out with people who are not going where I'm going? They say, if you want to be successful, you show me your crowd, I'll show you your future. So if you're trying to really be successful in something, I want to be in a group, and I want to be around people who are way smarter than me. I want to be in business with people way smarter than me. I want to bring something to the table, but I want them to bring something to the table so I can learn from it as well. But it was the consistency of my discipline that lightened my load.
I love that, because we've said this in different forms, probably together, living parallel lives for all these years. But it has been about being consistent in your message. So for me, like, practicing peace, I don't wake up one day just peaceful. Like, it's practicing it on a daily basis. It's practicing it when I don't feel it. Like, a lot of people say, well, you feel peace. No, that, trust me, you said this a couple episodes ago. It's not like you and I wake up and every day is perfect. Like, that's far from the truth. That's a projection people have. It's that when you wake up and you struggle and you have a consistent practice, you have a consistent method from working out, from your body, mind, and spirit, when you're taking care of all of those, then eventually when those tough days happen, you have a method on how to get through them. Because every single emotional experience you'll ever have will have a beginning, a middle, and an end. So the question is, how consistent can you be with your process as you go through those emotional experiences that will inevitably have a beginning, a middle, and an end?
Oh my gosh, Doc. Man, look, I know we're about to end, but I want somebody to take this, right? The consistency of my prayer life gave me the discipline to walk away from unclean places. The places that I know I no longer needed or wanted to be, I just didn't walk away. It was the consistency of my prayer life. I don't live a perfect life, and nobody ever will. But the consistency of my foundation of prayer, the consistency of my foundation of being a father, the consistency of my foundation of being a provider, I had to put old things down in order to see new. And I think the biggest challenge for us in today's time is making sure that your discipline is consistent. It's easy. I told my son this. It's so easy for y'all to work out in front of coaches. It's so easy for y'all to run fast when everybody watching. But suppose you find yourself by yourself a lot. Who challenges you then? And that's where the foundation kicks in. And that's what I told that boxer. And that's what I told that kid. That you want to be successful? Create a foundation of discipline. Look at everybody and don't base it off skill, but base it off effort. At the end of the day, I promise you, I know we ended, but at the end of the day, I want somebody to take this for this opportunity for Fan Friday to say, I will write down the vision. But the one thing that anybody around me that's in my business will not do is outwork me. I ain't being outworked. I'm not being outworked. No. You can do a lot of things to me. You can talk about me all you want to. It's a certain things I ain't gonna do. I ain't gonna judge people. I ain't gonna look at nobody with an awkward eye. I ain't gonna curse nobody. It's just certain things I ain't gonna do. But the one thing, don't ever challenge me with, Yes, if you're going to challenge me, I'm going to give you everything I got.
as what's made you who you are.
That's the bottom line truth. You can ask my mom.
I got an analogy to end on when you talked about put down old things to pick up the new. If you're in a little canoe, let's picture you're out in a canoe out in the water, and you got a bunch of stuff, and people are giving you a bunch of stuff. At some point, you're going to have to decide what you need to keep and what you need to get rid of, because you can't keep it all. So you can't keep all the negativity. You can't keep all the old friendships. You can't keep all the things that are not good for you, and also expect that you can reasonably keep all the things that are good for you. In life, if you're in that canoe out there on the boat, you've got to figure out what you can keep and what's really worth it. Because if you're going to do what you just said, Ray, put old things down and pick up the new, you have to be ready for it. So.
Hey, dog. I pulled up to these train tracks last night, and I'm watching this train late night pull some of the heaviest cargo there was to pull. They had huge containers stacked on top of each other. And as powerful as that train is, that train had to go only a certain speed. Why, Doc? Because it was carrying a load that if it went a certain speed, it might fall off. So now you got to ask yourself in life, are you carrying too much that's slowing you down? Or should you speed up so a bunch of it can fall off?
I love it.
That's where we at.
That's exactly where we are. That's how we're ending Fan Friday. I'll tell you that, Ray. That and the fact that I think Florida State's going to win and you're going to keep your peace and probably side with Alabama.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my peace. I'm a hurricane. Stop that. September 15th, Florida State versus Miami. I would have an invested interest in that one.
Maybe we end up at that game together. Maybe we go to that game together.
I'm going anyway, Doc.
All right, I think I might go to that game then.
Okay.
All right. I'm sitting right next to you with Florida State gear on, too. It's not going to end well. Unfortunately, this Fan Friday has to end, though, and we're ending it well.
It'll be McGregor and Floyd, too.
We might do a podcast live from there in the middle of a game too, right?
All right, man.
Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. You'll find links to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get 2 all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. When you visit the Tackling Life website, you'll find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages where you can give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. Remember what Ray said. Look, you've got to put down the old things to pick up the new. You've got to be mindful of that. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.